Buzz. The Lane Mitchell Show on Sonic 102.9. Now 50% Lane Mitchellier.
Sherry, you played soccer with Mumford & Sons?
I did.
Oh my God, I'm so jelly. I think that's only the second or third time I've ever used the word jelly. So how did this whole thing come about?
I was running stairs at the Commonwealth Stadium, and these guys kind of stroll on the field. I was just thinking to myself, oh, it'd be a lot more fun playing pickup soccer than running stairs right now. So I look a little closer, and I recognize Marcus. And then I look at the other guys, and I was like, man, that's the whole band there. So I went down there and asked if we could join them, me and my friend at the time, and yeah, we just went down and...
Wait, friend at the... You're not friends anymore?
Sorry, no.
Okay. I'm just double-checking.
But yeah, played for over an hour.
What were they wearing? I want to know, because I'm picturing them like playing soccer in vests.
No, they were... they were just wearing regular kind of gear, just like a couple jerseys and...
Wow. And were they nice?
Oh my God, super nice. Yeah. I mean, Marcus missed a couple passes to me, and he apologized, and they were really good guys. Just wanted to get out and play some soccer.
Do you, like, accidentally smash into them so you could be telling your friends, like, oh, that bruise? Oh, yeah, that's from Marcus Mumford. From
no,
Mumford
I didn't
want
to be that creepy fan that got a little too handsy, so.
You're going to the show, obviously.
You know what? I'm not. I didn't get tickets. I'm a huge fan, but I just couldn't bring myself to buy for Rexall.
And last night it didn't come up. They're like, hey, you going to the show? And you're like, nah.
No. You know what's so funny? There was actually a third guy that joined us from our class. And he played the whole game time with us and then just like left right afterwards. And we were all chatting and we think he just had no idea who he was playing with. He had no idea who they were. But actually, there's a couple of funny stories. So the drummer is on in the photo. And the reason is he got a ball in the face. Ben, he got a ball in the face, chipped his tooth. And so he was off getting it fixed at the dentist, I guess. But
no.
And then the other thing was one of the balls, it just went out. And I think it was Marcus who was just kind of telling one of the other players to let it go. And then he started singing, "Let It Go." So, yeah.
That's so awesome. Well, thank you again for sharing your story with us there, Sherry.
Hey, no problem.
The Lane Mitchell Show on Sonic 102.9.